for the US, Daniel Ortega is kind of unfinished business from the Cold War, and I think that is probably the kind of fundamental agenda of the US. And although, I mean, I think in the interest of the US and the interest of Nicaragua, for quite a long time after the Sandinistas were elected to power and came into power, back into power in 2007, there was a kind of, I suppose a kind of standoff, kind of in the recognition that, well, U.S. isn't Nicaragua's main trading partner. It was in the interests of Nicaragua and in the U.S. that Nicaragua was stable, because the last thing Donald Trump or anybody would want was this kind of another kind of outflow of migrants heading for the wall. But I think it's been obviously quite an uneasy relationship, kind of given past history. Everything that happened since 1979, the paramilitary through the Contra, the blockade, the political, trying to isolate Nicaragua politically, the propaganda war, kind of sowing the seeds of discontent within Nicaragua, kind of seizing on people's grievances to fan the flames of discontent, and kind of psychological warfare, and all the other instruments of US intervention in the region generally, not just in Nicaragua.